Welcome to the New to Cooking Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we create a safe place to go. I have no idea what I'm doing in the kitchen, and realize that when you try something new in the kitchen, you're either going to get a really great meal or a really good story. So I've discovered something about myself, and that is I am not a huge fan of cooking, but I am more of a fan of cooking in the winter for some reason. I think you're stuck inside and you need something creative, and I started cooking. And so what I cooked in this case, and I was amazed at how simple this was. I bought an Instapot a while ago and haven't really used it. And I've talked before about the smokeless grill, and I bought a family pack of boneless, skinless chicken thighs. And I can usually almost fit them on that grill in one swoop. But when I get done, I've got the big plate, I've got the lid, I've got the tray that holds this water, I've got this another pan. There's a lot of things that need clean when that thing is done. And so I had this family pack of thighs. I go to the internet and it basically says, super simple, dump a cup of water into your Instapot, put the little kind of tray on the bottom to keep it off the floor, put your chicken breast in one layer, and then add spicing. Cook it for 10 to 12 minutes, and you're done. And so I was like, well, let's give this a shot. So I do that. I go to my cupboard. I got onion, some sort of onion powder stuff. I got garlic powder. I had some Mrs. Dash chicken. I had some, I've talked about liquid smoke, threw some of that on there on the first batch, some salt and pepper. Got to tell you, it was yummy. And the meat is amazing. Like I took it out with a fork and I just stuck it in a strainer to let any grease kind of roll off of it. And when I went to pull it out of the strainer, it just about fell apart in my hands. I was like, oh, that's good. I like the fact I did not later broil it or anything like that. So there wasn't any kind of like hard skin on it. And I just cut it with a knife and it was awesome. And I don't know if I would ever be able to repeat that particular recipe, but at first I was like, this doesn't taste like it is off the grill, but it wasn't bad. And I'm waiting to see. The only downside is these chicken thighs were huge and I could fit about three, maybe four. And so it took me two tries to cook this family pack. And on the second pack, I did the same thing. And I just put on a dab of barbecue sauce. And what I loved about this is I was able to, the Instapot I have has, it's kind of smart with an iPad app. And so I could basically set it and then go in, put the chicken in, and I could occasionally check my phone and see, okay, it's still heating up. And I could see, okay, it's cooking it now. Okay, I've got 6 minutes left. And I could see when it was done. And when it's done, the Instapot switched to keep it warm. And so I walked out, grabbed a towel, and switched the valve to release the steam. Went back to work, worked for another 5-10 minutes, came back out, and it was ready. And what was great about this is after I got done cooking all that chicken, it took maybe 20 minutes, of which it was really, I didn't have to do anything. Like I didn't have to watch it. I didn't have to turn anything over. I didn't have to worry about anything burning. It was super simple. And this is when I went, oh, I think this is my new favorite way to cook chicken. Is I get done, take the chicken out. I put it in kind of a container, stick it in the fridge. I pull the little shelf thing that you stick in so things don't go on the bottom, and you know, wash it, stick it in the dishwasher, pull the pan out with some gloves because it was still warm, and took kind of a sponge and wiped it out and was like, well, I guess I could put this in the, I'll put it in the dishwasher just for like sanitary germ kind of killing things, but it's clean. Like there was nothing stuck on it at all. And what I love about this is it's nonstick. And the reason, so I'm going to cook some potatoes in it tomorrow. some other things, but I loved the fact that A, I didn't have to stand there and flip things over like I did on electric grill. And the meat was just, it just melts. And the fact that cleanup was almost non-existent. And so that's my latest concoction. I think I am going to try baking some potatoes in it tomorrow. But I think this is my new favorite thing. I have an air fryer. And here again, super simple. You put the chicken in. And I think with that, now I don't think I do stack them there. But what I hate about that is this sits on the Power Cooker XL, if I remember right. I forget. But nonetheless, it sits in a basket. And so what happens is the chicken gets stuck to the basket. Fairly easy to clean up, but that basket is a pain in the butt. So in this case, the chicken isn't really sitting on anything except this little itty-bitty kind of evolution tray that keeps it off the actual pot. So that's my latest concoction. And if you know of any great seasonings that I should be putting on my chicken or any pre-made seasoning, definitely go out to newtocookingshow.com and click on the little microphone in the bottom right-hand corner. I am on a bit of a rabbit hole. I've been checking out the Tovala oven. There are a bunch of these. There's the Tovala, there's a June, there's another one called the Sous Vide. And they're calling them, and the June is nuts. It's like almost $1,000 for this thing. The Sous Vide, I want to say, is $250. The one I just mentioned, Tovala. And what's interesting about these is some of these are like Tovala is fairly inexpensive. But the reason it's inexpensive is they want you to buy pre-made meals. And this is, again, is a little bit like the Instapot, where it does many things. You can and here's their big whoop-de-doo, is let's say I order chicken and broccoli. They will ship that meal to my house. It's fresh. It comes, everything's already in a little pan. And then I have like maybe some sort of barbecue sauce in some sort of cheese sauce. I throw it in this oven and it comes with a little card. I scan the card. And it then says, okay, and these are somehow some sort of steam ovens, but it cooks it this way, and then it broils it for 15 seconds, and then it does this, and it's like all sorts of different ways of cooking it, and the oven does the whole thing. They're called smart ovens. They're not cheap, and being the nerd that I am, I'm like, oh, that looks kind of cool. So if you have one of those, if you have a smart oven, I would love to hear your opinion. As well, if you go to, newtocookingshow.com, I would love to hear any opinions. So I will be cooking more things. I also am looking at becoming a vegetarian. And there's a great book by Robin Quivers. And if you're like, wait, where have I heard that name before? Robin Quivers is the sidekick of Howard Stern. And it's a really interesting book in the fact that she talks about how she got sick, and had she not been eating healthier, she would have probably died. She had some sort of cancer. The book is called The Vegetation of Robin, and I've started reading it. It's not in an audiobook, unfortunately. I would love to listen to it. But I love it because she's not a preachy kind of person. She's like, look, here's the deal. You can get protein from vegetables. You don't have to worry about it. They're healthier. Here's all the benefits. And if you want to do this, you can. If not, it's not preachy about it. They're not worried about cow farts or anything like that. And I'm about halfway through that book. And my problem with eating just vegetables is, A, I hate mushrooms and I hate red peppers. And it seems like any kind of recipe, it's like, okay, here's this and this with mushrooms and red peppers. I'm like, eh. So I'm sniffing it. It's something I want to investigate. And there's also a great Netflix video on that is all about these super duper sports NFL players and things like that, and how they've really benefited from a plant-based diet. And I was like, well, that's the one thing I haven't done. And I am trying to lose some weight. So that's what I've been up to. That's where I'm headed. Links in the show notes. Just go to newtocookingshow.com/15 because this is episode 15. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. May your next meal be a good one.